You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's a little long, but it doesn't feel long.
Colleen made a mistake of saying that a long time ago on this program. And it's, you were talking about a penis, right?
Somebody will yell that out to me in the showroom weekly. I'll walk by and they'll go, "Hey, Colleen." I'll go, "Hey, hi."
Well, one of the Deadpool names is, what is it? It's a little long, but doesn't feel that long.
Yeah.
In honor of Colleen.
Oh, I'm so proud.
Who said that.
Colleen never gets tired of that, by the way.
Jason Solomon with us. Jason is a Napa guy on one of those commercials. He's also obviously a stand-up comedian. That's why he's here with Josh. But somebody sent me what I thought was the commercial. Now, it is the commercial.
Yes.
You're all clean shaven.
Reworked.
Yeah, the hair looks the same. You're clean shaven.
Right. Yep.
And he couldn't see what I'm watching, and he hears this moaning chick in the background.
It's more of a dolphin sound.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she's making... Which has made it real hard for me to go to water parks.
Yeah, so, and you go to me, oh, you're watching the porn version. So there's a porn version of a Napa commercial out there.
Yeah.
Now, what is she saying there? Because I couldn't turn it up because I was afraid something.
Well, she's just squeaking.
Okay.
That's what she's doing.
Got it.
Because the whole thing is, can you repeat the car
noise? She's making the car noise.
Yeah.
She's emulating the car noise.
But I'm watching the porn version, not the one you see on TV.
Right.
That's fantastic.
FunnyBoneOmaha.com. These guys are there all weekend through Sunday. Josh tweets at
Josh Sneed.
And your Twitter handle, Jason?
J. Salmon Comedy.
J. Salmon. Spelled like salmon.
Spelled like salmon.
All right.
Do you have other commercials?
I do. I did
Popeye's Chicken.
Popeye's Chicken.
National?
Yes.
Popeye's? Yeah. Where are you at in that?
They just had us eating chicken for 4 hours.
Oh, my God.
Which starts out real nice and ends up sad and bloated.
So you got to swallow, too, on camera, too.
Oh,
so.
We had a director who was an auteur and wanted to do really long cuts. And so we would go through an entire, huge thing of chicken in every cut. And the second he yells cut, we spit into a bucket.
Oh, good.
That's what you do.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
But, man, we ate so – I probably ate 5 pounds of chicken.
That sounds amazing.
Here's the thing. No. It does. We were excited. We come up.
Are you just sitting in? Are you sitting there?
No, we were construction workers.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. Another thing that face is good for.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Anything that I'm in is either a cautionary tale, a construction worker, or a factory guy.
Okay.
Basically, that's.
Where's the cautionary tale one?
The cautionary tale is a Toyota commercial.
Okay.
I get bitten by a snake and I freak out and I drive my Toyota all over the place.
Is this the Toyota 4Runner TV spot? Immune to poison?
Yes. That is it.
I was seeing all these. Now I'm going to see you all the time.
I know.
Now that I met you, it's like when you see something.
That's how it works.
It is how it works.
After I met him, I'm like sitting at home like, there he is.
Tyler had me, by the way, at Swallow on Camera.
That was a whole different movie you filmed. Yeah. Because I'm an auteur. You got to swallow on camera.
Right.
And we found out that Josh Sneed would have paid them to let him eat that much chicken for 4 hours.
I thought you were going to say to swallow on camera.
Yeah. So once you get into that system, our buddy Sean Ganahan's done some national commercials too. And once you get in there, I always found it funny though, because it seems like they keep hiring the same guys. And instead of hiring different guys, they hire the same guys. So you see the same guy in three or four different particular. Now you can't do you can't do another chicken place, right?
No, I've got
that's
a,
how it works.
I've got a,
right?
For another
so you can't
year,
do another car.
You
can't do another
so you have
auto parts store.
A non compete.
Yeah, they have to keep paying you not to do another commercial. So at one point, and that's why the Verizon guy became the Sprint guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure.
They just said, you know what, we're not going to pay you anymore. Good luck. And
bang.
He's like, hey. Let's turn this around.
And he did.
Did
he ever?
So they keep you on retainer for a certain amount of time.
For an amount of time that they think it's going to, they need space.
So,
of course,
was your first commercial Napa?
No, my first commercial was Budweiser.
A national spot.
National spot.
Where you at in that? How long ago was this?
That was a long time ago. I played a college kid.
Oh, that was a long time ago, right?
Yeah. It's dark in here, but it's clear I'm not anywhere near
college. Look around. Nobody is.
I think I found his entire commercial library push and just
You know what? It was actually before they started cataloging them like that, so I only have it on DVD.
So is it one of those situations, was that an open call?
No,
like
that 60, was, I had an agent.
Like 300 guys look like you walking through the door?
No, the ones that I go out for, my agent sends me out for, so there are 100. Guys that come through there, but
how do you win a contest to eat chicken? Obviously, they just wanted to look.
You know what?
There's a ton of guys who probably walked in and looked like you.
Right, yeah. But here's the difference, and Josh can attest to this. We've had dinner together before.
Oh, you eat like a pig?
I eat like it's the end of the world. Like whatever is on that plate. They had a plate of French fries.
Yeah.
And during the commercial, and we're supposed to listen to her and eat fries, and the guy with me was nibbling on a fry or two. I cleaned the rest of the plate. And they're like, he's going to make our chicken look amazing. Yeah. So, yeah. So I'm a co-star to the chicken because I'll just shove it down my throat.
You had me at that.
There we go.
Right there.
Yeah. I'm just trying to get a clip on this show forever.
The collection I found was 9 commercials. It's on iSpot.
iSpot, yes.
All right.
But you've done more than 9.
Yes. Yeah.
Are you recognized from those at all?
Some.
In random situations?
I did a New York lottery, and I got catcalled by a construction worker in New York. That's probably the greatest recognition.
Really? I've
ever. Yeah, he just yells out, I love New York! And I'm like, oh my God, that's so sweet.
Oh, that's the guy that says that? You say that on that commercial?
Yeah, I sang it.
Oh, you
sang it? I love New York over and over while doing the stupidest things.
But he won't do those on stage, because that'd be boring. He's going to be doing comedy this week.
I hear he's really funny, so.
Yeah, so and we know Josh is really funny, too, so check it out. FunnyBoneOmaha.com.
We love our Sneedles.
Actor William Fichtner in about 5 minutes or so. We're talking to William. You'd recognize William. You know William Fichtner? As soon as I show you the picture, I've seen that guy in 1,000 movies.
I got to look it up.
Yeah,
now,
look
so
it
I can
up.
Be prepared.
Look at Todd's stuff right over there. Show him the picture, Todd.
Oh, yeah. You'll see the dude right there.
Right there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know that guy. Yeah, he's good. We talked
to him
before. He's got a new movie coming out. Yeah.
Occasionally. Oh, no, yeah. Maybe one or two films. He's a sweet guy. Mostly he's a badass.
He's a badass usually, right? Mr. Evans joined the program.
Oh, he's on Mom.
Yeah, he's on Mom now.
He is.
He's actually a good guy on that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he dates the old lady, right?
What's his, Matt? Is he in a wheelchair?
Yes.
Okay. I thought so.
Yeah. Some of the players that had G.H.W. Bush include, but are not limited to, I better not read that one. Womb Stew gets a hit.
But you can read Womb Stew.
Yeah. Wooby, Wookie Humper.
There you go, Josh. Wookie Humper.
Apparently Jason Holland somehow. Yabba, Yakety Schmackety gets a hit.
Hey, we're just looking at Yakety Schmackety's draft board.
Yeah. Oh, let's see. Yawanda. Uh-huh. C, I think her last name is Mapipi.
What are we? I love we're all 10 in that.
It is.
All of a sudden we're all 10. Yeah, Wanda. Yeah.
How's that different than any other day?
No, I know. I think that even goes further back.
It is funny. My kid's playing basketball now. He's 7. Yeah, yeah. And the part of the deal is that they're teaching them the game. So, like, at their games, the first 20 minutes is like instruction.
Oh, yeah.
And so they're trying to teach these kids to box out.
Oh, yeah.
And the coach is the coach of the high school team. Right. He's like, all right, here's what you do. He's like, you get butt to butt. And
the kids giggle.
They giggled for 15 minutes. And I giggled at them giggling. Because they're just like, they look at each other like, oh, my gosh, did you hear what he just said?
Hang on 1 second here. We got a guess.
All I need to do to make this disappear is to frame a potentially innocent man.
What are you, the defender of all things white? We're talking about a white man who shot 3 black men. And you're arguing with me that maybe we're not being fair to him? You know what? Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. Maybe Lewis did provoke this, and maybe he got exactly what was coming to him. Or maybe, stoned or not, just being a black man in the valley was enough to get him killed. There was no one there to see who shot first, so there was no way to know, which means we could get this wrong. Maybe that's what happened with your brother. Maybe we got it wrong. Maybe Lewis isn't the only one who deserves the benefit of the doubt.
That's from Crash, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And All the Devil's
movie.
Men, starring Milo Gibson and this guy, William Fichtner. Tomorrow, that's December 7th, debuts on demand and in select theaters. Welcome back, William.
How's it going, gentlemen?
Good.
Big fan, obviously. We talked to you before, William. Wanted to say real quickly, before we talk about you being a badass in a lot of movies, but I think since the last time we talked to you, I watched Neighbor. Where you are, you are a middle-aged man with a hot 30-something girl moves next to you with her husband, and you think something's going on, and it's against your type, and you were so amazing in it. Congratulations on that role; it was very cool. Yeah,
you're also a nice guy.
Go ahead.
You're a nice guy on Mom.
Yeah, Yeah, we'll talk about this first. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm a nice guy when I'm at my son's baseball game.
I'm sure you are.
Yeah, but...
Come on, man.
But William...
I'm a nice guy when I'm putting up the Christmas Village last night.
Yeah. Oh, God, the Christmas Village.
Yeah, but, you know, Prison Break, you're not a nice guy. You're not a nice guy in a lot of movies. So, do you scare people?
No, that's not true. Listen, there's a lot of movies where I'm misunderstood.
Armageddon. The guy was like...
Armageddon, you're right.
He's the man in Armageddon.
He's a man in Armageddon, but he's a bad guy in a lot of movies.
I've got to save the planet.
That's
Somebody
right.
had to control those nuts.
Okay. Well, maybe it's because the scary roles just shine through a lot more with you. Explain the new flick, and this is Mel Gibson's son, right?
Yeah, Milo Gibson. Yeah. Awesome guy, great actor. And Matthew Hope wrote it and directed it, English fellow. First time that I'd met both of them actually working on this. You know, it's a film. It's really about Milo's character's journey in this film, and these are CIA guys. These are operatives that go into the private sector and they make a tremendous amount of money, and they live a life that we couldn't even fathom. It's beyond dangerous, and they do things that you wonder about. Do people really get hired for that? And do they have the skill set to live like that and do these things? And it's about Milo's character and him, you know, trying to find his way out of the adrenaline that keeps these guys going and to get back home.
Have professional guys, have guys that do this for a living, seen the movie?
You know, that I do not know. Yeah.
They can't tell. They can't tell you. They have to kill you, right?
Well, you have
exactly. They're not going to talk about it.
Don't you have consultants? But, come on.
Yeah, but a consultant. Yeah,
yeah, guys who you know.
Yeah. Listen, I remember shooting Black Hawk Down and meeting a lot of these guys that were, you know, special ops guys, and a lot of them do when they retire. You know, they work for the U.S. military. They don't make a tremendous amount of money, and they're awesome guys with an incredible skill set. And a lot of them, you know, they head to the private sector, and they're good and well trained, the best.
You know, it's so funny you say that because rest in peace, Michael Roof. I don't know if you remember him or not. He went by Chicken. He was a comedian named Chicken. He was in Black Hawk Down.
I do remember.
Told me the same thing.
Okay,
Black Hawk Down.
Black Hawk Down. Right. Okay. Yeah. We got William Fichter with us. So the movie's called All the Devil's Men, starring Milo Gibson, of course, and William Fichter. Did you ever work with Milo's dad, Mel, at all?
I never have.
Okay.
Never met him, never worked with him.
Because I would think you're one of those guys like Kevin Bacon. There's 6 degrees of William Fichter everywhere. There's got to be, right?
There is, you know, somewhere in there. It's probably less than that for Mel, but, you know, maybe someday. Yeah. He's an incredible, you know, director, that's for sure. The guy makes unbelievable movies.
Yeah, he does. He does. All the Devil's Bound. Is that now? I'm in front of me here.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. On demand and in select tomorrow. Theaters.
Were you overseas last time we talked to you? I forgot.
I could have been because I was, I don't know, I might have been in Prague. I lived in Prague.
That was it. That was it. You were in
Prague. My wife and my younger son. Yeah.
You were in Prague. Okay. So, okay. Now this movie's coming out. So you taking the holidays off? What are you doing with yourself?
I work on the show Mom. Like we were.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's bring that up because I didn't know. I flipped around the TV about a month ago and our news guy watches Mom all the time. And you were on there. I said, how long have you been on Mom? The whole season or last year also?
Well, you know what happened? Mom is in season 6 right now.
I know.
Season
yeah.
3, listen, who the heck ever hires me to do a sitcom, right? Like, I'm going to go out there and, like, kill everyone. So in season 3, Chuck Lorre, who's the only other guy that ever hired me for something like this, which is a show back in the 90s called Grace Under Fire.
I remember that. Of course. I remember that.
Yeah. Remember in the first season, I did 8 episodes. I played this nerdy petrochemist. And Chuck called me during season 3 and said, I wrote this 4-episode arc for this character. And I read it. And I'm like, it's awesome. So I went on and I did it. And after I finished it, he called me back a short time later and said, I'm not done with this character. And then I went on pretty much full time for season 4, 5, and now we're in 6.
No, why?
So I've been doing it. Yeah, I've been doing it for a while.
Why is your character in a wheelchair? I didn't get the backstory on that.
His name is Adam Janikowski, and the first time he goes out on a date with Allison Janney, he explains to her that he's a former stuntman, and he was just gliding along on a snowboard until he got to that cliff that was about 200 feet high. And And he flew off that cliff, and he's been in a wheelchair ever since.
All right.
Okay. Former stuntman.
So he makes him a tough guy on the
show. Former stuntman.
He's still a tough guy on the show, exactly. You're right. But you're right. To see you on a sitcom was obviously a little jarring at first, but you pulled it off really nice.
Now, in film, do you do your own stunts?
Absolutely not. But I will take credit for them. I've been fortunate enough to have a guy. His name is Pete Turner,
uh-huh.
And I met Pete back in the mid '90s when, but you know, I'm not at the level in this business where I get to pick and choose everybody I want to work with around me.
Mm-hmm.
But I worked with a guy on a small film, and his name is Pete Turner, a stuntman. And after that, when stunt coordinators would ask me, you know, like on some bigger films, you know, Perfect Storm and other movies,
yeah.
The Lone Ranger.
Yeah.
Hey, you got somebody you'd like to call? And I was like, you got to call Pete Turner. And Pete came on for the 7 months we worked on The Lone Ranger, and they would set up shots, and they're like, all right, you're going to be on the front of the cow catcher on the front of this train.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd explain the whole thing to me, and I'm like, that is awesome. Pete! And I said, Pete, right in there. I'd say to someone else, can I get a bagel with cream cheese so we can all watch Pete? And,
you've always been an in shape guy. Even when you were younger, you said, "Screw that! I don't want to get hurt."
No. You know, it's just that. Listen, there's a certain level that there's an awful lot of stuff that I'll do.
Yeah,
I mean, I did the stunt in The Lone Ranger. There's a shot in there when the train is rolling along and the door opens up on the train. That train's going 20 miles an hour down the track.
Right.
And outside the train are three guys on horseback, and one of those horses has an empty saddle, and that's at a full-blown gallop.
Yeah.
And the director, Gore Verbinski, he really wanted to get a shot where you actually saw me fly right out of that train onto that saddle. And I did that.
You did it?
We worked on
that
it for
so
months.
Cool.
I did that shot. Right.
How do you practice?
There's a lot of other things. You know, especially that fighting stuff where people pick you up and throw you through walls.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Hold it. Yeah. How do you practice?
I'll see you at the bar.
How do you practice jumping on the horse then? Without, because you do only do it once without missing.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you do it in slow motion?
Well, first you got to learn how to ride a horse. They said to me, "How's your horse riding?" I said, 15 minutes in Lockport, New York, 37 years ago. It was an actual time.
At least you didn't lie.
It was, you know, to tell you quickly, they got a flatbed truck that was as high as that train car.
Right.
And they practiced just jumping on the horse, like standing still. And then we went 3 miles an hour, 5 miles an hour, 8 miles an hour. And they had a harness on me, and they did it over and over and over. And then eventually we got it up to 18 miles an hour. And the day we shot it, they yelled out, "Okay, we're going 20 miles an hour." I was like, "Wait a minute, you said 18. And I did it. I did it. And true story, the first take, I landed right in the saddle. And the only time I remember on that shoot was they went, "Oh, we had a camera malfunction."
Oh, my God.
Had to do it a second time. Missed it the second time and got it the third time, and that was it.
How'd they edit out you screaming, "My balls"?
They did not. If you listen closely, it's in there.
So the relationship that you have, because I always thought that, you know, Hollywood actors had a stunt guy, a full-time stunt guy. But the relationship you have with Pete is the exception rather than the rule?
Well, you know, listen, for me personally, when it's come along and it's always been a joy for me to, to reach out and say, can you get Pete Turner? Because he's great. You're going to love him. I just got a birthday card from him like a month ago, and haven't seen him for a while. But you know, Pete's part of the whatever my history is in this business. Pete's a big part of it.
All the Devil's Men is currently on DirecTV right now, but it hits theaters on December 7th, and it stars William Fichter and, of course, Milo Gibson. William, thanks a lot. Have a great holiday. We'll talk soon, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you, gentlemen. We'll talk soon.
All right, man. Good luck.
Cool dude.
How cool is that? I mean, this guy's list.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
I know. Yeah.
And he's always... It's like one of my favorite movies of all time.
Yeah, he's in Heat. Yeah, he's definitely in Heat, yeah.
Armageddon, Go...
He gets
Perfect
blown
Storm?
Away by De Niro in Heat.
De Niro blows him away in Heat? Yeah.
He gets shot by De Niro in his own living room.
First movie I ever reviewed was Virtuosity.
Oh, yeah? Okay, cool.
Denzel Washington.
Oh, yeah.
Russell Crowe.
He's in that. You're right. Exactly. All right. It's no Napa commercial, though, is it?
I know. I was surprised you guys didn't ask him if he had seen my commercial.
Jason Solomon and, of course, your headliner, Josh Schneid, funnybone.omaha.com.
Sure, you jumped on a horse from a moving train, but have you ever tried to eat five pounds of chicken in one sitting?
Not easy, William.
I'm Method.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.